PM Modi meets UK's Rishi Sunak for first time at G20 summit. Bali, Indonesia, NI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday met his United Kingdom counterpart Rishi Sunak after assuming office for the first time on the sidelines of the 17th edition of the G20 summit. Prime Ministers at Narendra Modi and at Rishi Sunak in conversation during the first day of the at G20 AUG summit in Bali, PM Modi's office said in a tweet. It was the first face-to-face meeting that took place between both leaders. Earlier, in October, PM Modi and Sunak spoke on the phone and emphasized the importance of an early conclusion of a balanced and comprehensive free trade agreement between the two countries. PM Modi arrived in Bali on Monday and met President of the Republic of Senegal Macky Sall, Netherlands PM Mark Rutte and US President Joe Biden. Deliberations with an important developmental partner in Africa. PM at Narendra Modi interacted with President at Macky_Sall, the President of Senegal and Chairman of the African Union. At PR_Senegal, PMO tweeted, PMO also said, multilateral summits present wonderful opportunities for leaders to exchange views on diverse issues. Prime Ministers at Narendra Modi and Mark Rutte interact during the at G20 AUG summit in Bali. Earlier today, PM Modi addressed the G20 working session on food and energy security, reiterated India's long-standing position in favor of dialogue and diplomacy in Ukraine, and said, "We have to find a way to return to the path of the ceasefire, in Kyiv. I have repeatedly said that we have to find a way to return to the path of ceasefire and diplomacy in Ukraine," PM said. Over the past century, the Second World War wreaked havoc. After that, the leaders of that time made a serious effort to take the path of peace. Now it's our turn. The onus of creating a new world order for the post-COVID period lies on our shoulders. The need of the hour is to show concrete and collective resolve to ensure peace, harmony and security in the world, he added. Referring to India as the Holy Land of Buddha and Gandhi, PM Modi said that he is confident that the following year when G20 meets they will all agree to convey a strong message of peace to the world. PM Modi started his speech by congratulating Indonesia for giving effective leadership to the G20 in a challenging global environment. He further said that climate change, the COVID pandemic, the developments in Ukraine, and the global problems associated with it have created havoc in the world. Global supply chains are in ruins. There is a crisis of essentials and essential goods across the globe. The challenge for the poor citizens of every country is more severe. Everyday life was already a struggle for them. They do not have the financial capacity to deal with the double whammy. Due to the double whammy, they lack the financial ability to handle it. We should also acknowledge that multilateral institutions such as the UN have been unsuccessful on these issues. And we still need to make sensible reforms to them. Therefore, today the world has greater expectations from the G20, and the relevance of our group has become more significant, PM Modi added. Talking about the problems during the pandemic situation, PM said that India had ensured the food security of its 1.3 billion citizens. At the same time, food grains were also supplied to many countries in need. The current shortage of fertilizer in food security is also a considerable crisis. He further said that the fertilizer shortage is tomorrow's food crisis, and the world will not have a solution. PM Modi said that all the G20 countries must build mutual agreement to maintain the supply chain of both manure and food grains stable and assured. In India, we promote natural farming and repopularizing nutritious and traditional food grains like millets for sustainable food security. Millets can also solve global malnutrition and hunger. We all must celebrate the International Year of Millets with great enthusiasm next year, he added. And I thank you for listening to the organizer.